Do you support or oppose how President Donald Trump is doing his job? Do you give him credit for doing what he said he would do, or are you concerned with the direction he's taking the country? We will give you an opportunity to weigh in on how you feel about President Trump's job performance and the policies that he's putting forward through executive action and how he's handling his duties as Commander-in-Chief. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, February 13th. We will talk with a guest from Public Policy Polling this hour about a new poll that does not give the president very high marks. It even finds that the American public is equally divided on whether or not President Trump should be impeached. And we're just 3 weeks into his term. So what do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Tom Jensen, the Director of Public Policy Polling. PPP recently released a poll titled Americans Now Equally Divided on Impeaching Trump. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Thank you so much for being with us. Let me just get started with some nuts and bolts. And we don't have to spend all hour on it, but when did you take this poll and who did you poll and that kind of thing?
Sure. The poll was conducted Tuesday and Wednesday last week, and we interviewed about 700 voters across the country, either by landline telephone, if it was somebody who was reachable that way, or people who aren't reachable by phone, we interview over the internet to make sure that everybody had a chance to be included.
Mm-hmm. And what is your response to, already we have a few posts on our Facebook page saying, the polls are wrong. They're always wrong. They were wrong about the election, and they're wrong now. What's your response to that?
Sure. A two-pronged response to that. One is that the national polls, which is what this is, in the election last year were actually quite accurate. They said that Hillary Clinton was going to win the national popular vote by 3 points. She won by 2. So that, really is pretty accurate. Obviously, in some of the specific states, especially Wisconsin, the polls were off by a little bit more. But on the national stage, which is what most of the polls you're seeing are right now, they were pretty accurate. And then the second piece of it is that it's really sort of a big picture thing. Like in our poll, we found that President Trump has a minus 10 approval rating, only 43% approve, 53% disapprove. Even if that is perhaps off by 3 or 4 points or something, he'd still be unpopular. It doesn't change the big picture of what our polling and really what everybody's polling has been finding in the first 3 weeks of his presidency, which is that he's off to a historically unpopular start to his time as president.
Yeah. So your first poll of the Trump presidency found voters equally divided on approval or disapproval of President Trump. But your headline here is that his popularity has declined precipitously. So that's unusual?
It is unusual. I mean, really the thing that's most unusual is that he even started out with a 50-50 approval rating to begin with, because we have a big tradition in our country of new presidents starting out off as very popular. For instance, President Obama started his time as president with about a 70% approval rating. And even when there's been elections in the past where the president came into office under very divided circumstances, like George W. Bush getting in off the Supreme Court in 2000, he still started off with about a 60% approval rating. Typically, what we see happen in this country is that even if you didn't vote for somebody, you're willing to give them a chance, at least at the start of their time in office. So it really was a measure of President Trump being historically unpopular, and also of our company, and also of our country being historically divided, that President Trump would start out with just as many people disapproving of him as approving. But certainly what we've seen is that over his first 3 weeks in office, that disapproval number has just kept ticking up as voters have been unhappy with some of the actions that he's taken early in his time.
So repeating his disapproval rating now, according to your latest poll, is 53%. His approval rating is 43%. Please, Tom, also address how the criticism that the PPP poll is more Democratic-leaning, and if we went to a more conservative polling outfit like, I don't know, Rasmussen, that President Trump would have better numbers.
Sure. Well, it's true that we're a Democratic polling firm. When we get hired to do private polls, that's usually for Democratic clients. But these polls, like the one we're talking about, are things that we just do on our own for the public interest. And our polling last year actually tended to be more favorable to President Trump than other polling, even though we are a Democratic company. And there's been a lot of polling out so far on the Trump administration. For instance, there was a new Gallup poll yesterday that showed President Trump's approval rating all the way down at 40%, even more unpopular than we're finding. And polling from colleges like Quinnipiac has found similar sort of numbers to us. So really almost every single poll out there right now is finding that President Trump is pretty unpopular.
Yeah. And you did ask about some of the current policy issues out there, but you also, and we'll get into that, but I wanted to get to this headline, Americans now evenly divided on impeaching Trump. Why would you even ask that 3 weeks into a president's term?
Well, a lot of people already are talking about trying to impeach, and that doesn't mean that they'll have any success, certainly, but I think that voters feel like this is sort of a different circumstance than we've had before, where you have a president who hasn't removed himself from all of his business dealings, that usually presidents try to remove those sorts of entanglements. You know, usually the president will release their tax returns so you can know what those possible conflicts of interest are on the table. We haven't had that happen. We have this situation where judges are making decisions and the president's attacking the judges, which is certainly sort of unprecedented in our history. So there's so much buzz about impeachment that it is something that we're going to regularly poll on during this administration, especially just to sort of see the trend lines. I mean, I think what's been interesting as we've polled on this issue over the last 3 weeks is he starts out with 35% of voters wanting to impeach him his first week in office. Second week in office, it goes to 40%. Third week, it goes to 46%. And that not just tells us something about impeachment, but I think it also shows that voters who were trying to give Trump a chance, even if they didn't support him initially after he took office, what the sum effect of his first 3 weeks office and 3 weeks in office has been is these people saying, well, we've seen enough. We don't want to give him a chance anymore. We want him to get out of there. And that, again, I think puts us at sort of a unusual place in American history where not only do most of the people who voted against him disapprove of him, but they disapprove of him so much that they don't think he should be in office. And that is, I think, a level of unhappiness we've not really seen before.
Yeah. Neil on Facebook says, way too early to be doing job performance on the new president. I don't like what he is doing, but he is learning the job. Kind of like the way you learn how to run a business by doing it wrong. Then he writes, impeached, triple question mark. We just elected him. Not a time to be talking impeachment. That is not the American spirit. Impeachment should not be a political tool to undo an election. And another listener said, what grounds would there be for impeachment? Can you address that?
Sure. The grounds that I've seen for impeachment is the business conflicts of interest. And to be very clear, we have no opinion as a company about impeaching him. I'm just explaining why we're asking about it, is that people think that the continued business conflicts of interest and the failure to release the tax returns basically create very basic transparency questions that clearly a number of Americans think are grounds for removing him from office. Clearly, I don't think Congress, which would have to take that initiative, would feel that that was grounds for removing him from office. But our stance is pretty much that if something's going on in the news, if you have people pushing for something like this, we're just going to pull on it and get a trend line over time. The point about it being too early to ask about his approval rating. We like to be able to look back in 6 months and see each week how it progressed over time. And, you know, perhaps something will change that he'll become more popular. And the only way we would know that he became more popular is to have been polling in these early stages and to see what his numbers were at that point. So it's the same thing with, like, you know, people always get mad when you start polling for the next presidential election a couple years away or something like that. And my response to that is always, what the numbers are today is not what the numbers are going to be in 2 years, but they give us a trend line to see how it progresses over time. A good example of that, for instance, was Scott Walker's presidential candidacy in the early parts of 2015. We would find that he was leading in the national polls. By the summer, his support was starting to erode, and if we hadn't started polling, quote-unquote, too early, we wouldn't have known that his support was sort of rapidly declining over the course of the year.
So. Let me jump in, because we have news next from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then more into this poll after the news. We are talking about President Trump's job performance so far and wondering what you think at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with the Director of Public Policy Polling, Tom Jensen, about the latest PPP poll. That does not give the president very good marks in terms of job performance or policies that he has initiated, or even whether or not we think he should be impeached. The public is equally divided on whether or not we think President Trump should be impeached. So we are welcoming your thoughts and questions for our guest. And Linda on Facebook says, Trump is unqualified intellectually, emotionally, and ethically to be president. How did people vote for him? It makes me wonder. If you could, Tom, talk a little bit about how, I mean, do we know if Trump supporters are still really strongly in support of what the president is doing, and Trump critics are, you know, digging in their heels, according to your poll, you know, the demographics politically of the people you polled?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and I think a really important one in sort of understanding the situation that we're in, is that even though Trump is unpopular overall, almost everybody who voted for him is still happy with him. We find that over 90% of the people who voted for Trump last fall approve of the job he's doing. About 90% of them approve of his executive order on immigration. And that's why I think that even though he has these bad poll numbers and has gotten a lot of bad attention for how he's handled things in his first 3 weeks or so in office, he's not likely to change course too much, because he's still got the people who got him elected with him. And I think he cares more about making those folks happy than he does necessarily about unifying the country, because he can say, well, you know, all these people who don't like me, they weren't with me in November either, and I won anyway. So that is, you know, people look at the polls and say, well, if he already has a 43% approval rating at this rate, he might have a 25% approval rating by July. And I actually think that his approval rating, even though it's bad, is not going to get a whole lot lower, because for it to get a whole lot lower would require his voters to start abandoning him. And we've really never seen that happen over the course of the entire last 2 years. You think about the primary season, so many different things would happen where a lot of experts would sort of assume that this is what was going to cause Trump's support to start eroding. And his people always stuck with him. So you make a great point that it is a situation where his people are retrenching around him, and then people who are opposed to him are just becoming even more opposed to him. On that impeachment front, one thing we found on our first poll after Trump took office was that only about 65% of people who voted for Hillary Clinton wanted him impeached right off the bat. Now we find 85% of people who voted for Hillary Clinton want him impeached. It's gone up 20 points in 2 weeks. But again, it's just people who didn't vote for him getting madder and madder at him as his administration unfolds, as opposed to his own people abandoning him.
Let's go to Bob in La Crosse. Hello, Bob.
Hi. Well, you know, I think some good points here. There's a lot of nitpicking in the news, but Trump invites a lot of that, too, with these silly tweets. And as far as impeachment, I don't think there's I think it's loose talk to be talking impeachment now. There's not yet enough indication of that. But the poll is an indication of the anger of Americans. Trump is taking some of this for the Republican Congress action, too. He's the lightning rod. But what's concerning is his narcissism that's unprecedented. Everything, every single thing is I, me, and my. You just listen to him with the Japanese prime minister recently. And three major things.
Bob, I'm sorry. I don't think we got a lot of things there, and we got a lot of calls, too. Can you just boil it down to your main point?
Sure. You know, I think people are angry about his ignorance of national, international things, ethics in the courts, his failure to take advice of his reasonable cabinet members, and his failure to learn. I think those are red flags that could lead to impeachment.
All right, Bob. Well, there's a lot there. I know you can just sort of react to what stands out to you, Tom.
Well, I think that one thing he spoke to that is really causing problems for Trump is that some of his early actions are causing voters to sort of have basic questions about his competence, whether they actually agree with the action or not. So one thing where we've specifically seen that is on the executive order on immigration. We find that voters are pretty evenly divided about it. 45% approve of it, 49% disapprove. So it's unpopular, but not overwhelmingly so. But then when we ask people, do you think the executive order on immigration was well executed or poorly executed, an overwhelming majority of voters on that question say that it was poorly executed. So on that, you have a fair number of Trump voters saying, we like the executive order, but we think that it was handled in a really poor manner. And if Trump is going to become even more unpopular, I think it's going to be not so much what he does, but how he does it, and if voters feel like he's not leading the country in a competent manner.
Tom, was it your poll that showed that Trump supporters who supported the immigration ban did so in part because it would prevent another tragedy like Bowling Green, which never happened?
Yeah, after Kellyanne Conway said the reason we need the executive order is because of the Bowling Green massacre, we did a poll and asked, do you think the Bowling Green massacre shows why the executive order was needed? And a majority of Trump voters said yes, which I think sort of speaks to a whole different issue, which is sort of the problem of fake news in this climate and how susceptible voters are to just justifying what they want with, you know, rather dubious information.
Yeah. Speaking of fake news, President Trump's reaction, including some tweets, this was not in response directly to this poll, but within the last week, he said that the negative polls are fake news.
Yep. Certainly, I think it's a long line of almost everything being called fake news that's negative for him. And one thing that we've been polling on that's sort of interesting is he's gotten in these various Twitter fights with media outlets, with the New York Times, with CNN, with the Washington Post, even with Saturday Night Live. And something that we've been asking on all of our polls is, who do you think has more credibility, Donald Trump or the New York Times or CNN, these various media entities that he's fighting with? And he's losing all of those fights. For instance, we found on this last poll that voters thought that the New York Times has more credibility than Trump, 52-37, even that Saturday Night Live has more credibility than Trump, 48-43. And I think that a lot of analysts think that what Trump's trying to do with all these media attacks is the way he succeeded in the presidential campaign was attacking Hillary Clinton, contrasting himself to her. She's not around anymore to sort of be the punching bag. So he's now trying to turn the media into the enemy and sort of get voters to get into a situation where even if they don't like him, maybe they at least like him more than the media. And what we're finding is that, he keeps saying fake news, but voters trust the media outlets he's attacking more than they trust him.
We are talking with Tom Jensen. He is the director of public policy polling, talking about the latest poll from PPP and welcoming your questions about it, welcoming your own marks for President Trump. What's your assessment of his job performance so far? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next caller is Doug in Eau Claire. Hi, Doug.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I was just wondering why this radio station always goes negative with Mr. Trump.
Doug, I don't want to make Wisconsin Public Radio the focus of this hour. Last week we had three Trump supporters who voted for Trump, and they all talked about why they supported what he was doing. We don't always go negative. We bring on guests from different perspectives. Talk about the issue we're talking about, please.
Okay. There's three polls out on the Real Clear Politics poll averages. There's Emerson, Reuters, and Rasmussen that all show Mr. Trump with a positive approval rating. I believe Emerson's 52%, Rasmussen are both 48-47. And I don't remember his name, but he had stated in his right away on the show that almost every poll shows Mr. Trump at a negative, when actually on the Real Clear Politics poll averages, it shows just the opposite. Most of the polls there show him at a positive.
Yeah. All right, Doug, and I did bring this up as a question. Rasmussen poll, the latest one I have here as of February 10th, does report that the 52% of U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance and 48% disapprove. So that was one I specifically asked Tom Jensen about and why this one might be different. He brought up another one from Reuters, I think, and Real Clear Politics, Tom. You want to react to why this poll is not the same as those polls?
Sure. I mean, I still think that what you should do overall is look at the average of the polls. I never think anybody should ever just single out our poll and say, that's the poll, that's right, all the other polls are wrong. So there are a few polls that show Trump narrowly popular, but the vast majority of them show similar things to what we're finding. Gallup, for instance, I mentioned earlier, releases new poll approval numbers for Trump every day, and their approval numbers yesterday had 40% approve, 55% disapprove, which is the worst they've had for Trump so far when he's in office. To speak to one of those polls specifically, the Rasmussen poll, where Trump's at 52% approval, he was actually at 58% approval in that poll a few weeks ago. So no matter where, you know, some polls show Trump narrowly popular, most of them show him somewhat unpopular, but where there's agreement among all those polls is the trend line, which is that Trump started out his administration more popular and has moved in the wrong direction over the first few weeks, that the impact of his actions so far has been to knock down his approval rating.
Yeah. Let's go next to Gary in Merrill. Hi, Gary.
Yes, good morning. I think your guest needs to get out of the university towns like Madison, where the alt-left Marxists live.
Gary, you want to talk about the issue?
Sure, and go out to some truck stops or go into some factories and where the people that are actually working in this country, and then I think he'd find that the silent majority of people love Trump.
Gary, that's fine. Again, Tom, you are who are you talking to in these polls? Are they all just university towns, or are you talking to people at the truck who might frequent the truck stop?
It's a random sample, so it's people who live in university towns and people who frequent truck stops alike. And in our poll, we asked people who they voted for in November, and the way our sample came out was that 45% of them voted for Hillary Clinton, 43% of them voted for Donald Trump, which matches the 2-point margin of victory that Hillary Clinton had in the popular vote when we're doing a national poll. So who we're polling is a pretty representative sample of the overall electorate. And as he alludes to, we do find that there are a lot of voters who do really like Donald Trump. There's just also even more voters who really don't like Donald Trump. And that is somewhat reflective of what we saw in the results in November. 46% of the country voted for Trump and certainly did so in a way that was geographically distributed so that he could win the Electoral College, but 54% of the country didn't. And our approval numbers that we find for him actually sort of match that. We have a net minus 10 approval rating for him, and the results of the election in terms of 46% voting for him, 54% voting against him was a minus 8. So I think really what we're sort of finding is that there hasn't been that much change in terms of sort of the overall feelings about Trump from what we saw in November.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Are you generally satisfied or unsatisfied with President Trump's actions so far during his first 3 weeks in office? Do you generally approve or disapprove of his job performance? Let us know your thoughts and why at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling. And our next caller is Troy in Muskego. Hi, Troy.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to say I'm really scared. It really concerns me that having it seems like a cult to me. It seems like the delegitimizing the polls that Trump does, it seems like a lot of his people that voted for him are almost becoming like followers. And it just really scares me that, you know, it just seems like that's what all the cult leaders do. They delegitimize everything around you, and they become the focal point. And it just scares me that what's going to happen is, you know, where's the bottom line where people start going, okay, maybe this guy, we did make the wrong vote. I mean, where does it end? You know, so it scares me. It really does.
But, Tom, you're finding in the poll that Trump supporters are still Trump supporters for the most part.
Yeah, more than 90% of the people who voted for him are still with him. But I think that's an interesting point that the caller made about there being sort of a cult-like aspect to Trump support. We found that on some issues. For instance, when Mr. Trump during the campaign said that he saw thousands of Arabs in New Jersey celebrating 9/11, which was an event that didn't happen, we asked Trump voters if they thought that was something that had happened after he talked about that. And 70% of them said that, yes, that there had been thousands of Arabs celebrating 9/11 in New Jersey. And I think that was something that really just came from him saying that. And sort of a more contemporary example of that is that President Trump has made these claims that there were 3 to 5 million votes illegally cast in the election, and that's the only reason that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. That's an assertion that there's not really any evidence for. Even Republican secretaries of state in some of the states where there have been accusations about this have said that it's not true. But we find that about 60% of Trump's voters do think that there were millions of votes illegally cast for Hillary Clinton. So that's an interesting dynamic that we've never really dealt with before, and that, you know, it's a brave new world for us where we have a president who sometimes makes these claims that are verifiably false. But if he says it, most of his supporters believe it. And it's going to be interesting to see what the implications of that for sort of navigating truth are over the next 4 years of this administration.
Interesting. We were just 30 seconds before news break that it's still even this weekend, one of his spokespeople was making the claim that massive voter fraud in New Hampshire led to President Trump's loss in New Hampshire, and even being pressed by the news anchor, it just sticking to their guns, saying that it was massive voter fraud that led to this.
Yeah, and you simultaneously had a former Republican Party chair in New Hampshire offering a lot of money to people who could prove that one vote was cast illegally.
Let me jump in because we do have news next, then we'll be back. Do you support or oppose how President Donald Trump is doing his job? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking with a guest from Public Policy Polling about a new poll that does not give the president very high marks. And we're wondering what you think, what questions you have at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Tom Jensen, the director of Public Policy Polling. And the latest PPP poll is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you'd like to take a look at it. Amanda in Delafield is with us. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning. I'm actually in Delville, Wisconsin, just outside of La Crosse.
I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to respond to the other caller who said that they believe that the Trump supporters are the silent minority or majority. I forget what they said. But I want to respond and say that I don't believe that they're silent. I actually believe that they're very bullish in their opinions and forceful with them. And that it's almost becoming a culture where we can't speak negatively of Trump because there's so much of pressure to support him. And then I also wanted to commend WPR for providing balanced conversation about issues like this. And say that I'm absolutely appalled at what Trump is doing to our country. And furthermore, I'm appalled that in light of everything that he has done, that we're continuing to allow him to be in office, things such as the immigration issues, the immigration roundups that are happening, also the conflicts of interest. I think that there's a number of reasons why we should be advocating for him being out of office rather than supporting him being in office.
Thanks very much, Amanda. A little fuzzy to hear every word, but we get your gist. Tom, I'm wondering, was there any, and you can react to anything Amanda said, but do you have any polling as to whether or not the resistors or the protesters, how they are being viewed these days with various protests and marches going on resisting Donald Trump's presidency and the policies?
Yeah, that's a really great question. We've polled both on how people felt about the women's marchers the day after the inauguration and then also how people felt about the protesters at the airports on the immigration executive order a couple weekends ago. We found that there was great support for the women's marches. 51% of voters saw the women's marchers favorably, 42% unfavorably, which given how polarized we are these days, those are actually pretty solid numbers. And we've also done polling in a number of key Senate battlegrounds for 2018, including Wisconsin, and have found that voters had a pretty positive opinion of the women's marchers. Opinion was more divided when it came to the protests at the airports about the executive order a couple weeks ago. We generally found that about half of voters saw them favorably, about half saw them unfavorably. I think maybe there's a couple differences there. I think one, the optics of the women's march were just very positive. I think that in this country, when women come together and speak up politically, that tends to be something that voters view in a pretty positive manner. I think there was maybe a little more skepticism about the airport protests simply because we do continue to have in the country just concerns about airport security. So I think that voters may have felt like it wasn't necessarily the safest thing in the world to have people protesting at airports. But for the most part, we see that voters do have kind of a positive opinion of the resistance.
Yeah. You know, their Congress members are having town hall meetings in their home districts these days, and they are being disrupted to some extent. At least some of the Congress people are walking off stage because they feel they can't speak. Or last night, in fact, or this weekend anyway, in Wisconsin, Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner had a town hall, and he scolded the crowd to let there be everybody have a say. There are some people claiming that the protesters or even these people showing up for these town hall meetings are paid and that this is some sort of organized paid effort. Have you done any polling on that?
We have, and I think this speaks to the caller from a few segments ago talking about that there again being sort of a cult-like aspect to Trump supporters. We find that Trump voters think that George Soros is paying all these protesters, both the women's marchers and the immigration protesters. We asked, do you think that these people are being paid? And again, a majority of the Trump voters say that, yes, they are. And I think that's a product of the fact that Trump has sort of hinted at them being paid protesters, and certainly a lot of his surrogates on television and that kind of thing have said that these are all just paid protesters. So it's an interesting situation where you see this real sort of effort to marginalize these folks who are going out and speaking out. And it's just a fascinating dynamic sort of nationally, in some ways, how similar things are to 8 years ago, where it was Republicans protesting Democratic town halls, especially about Obamacare, that sort of foreshadowed Republicans having a very strong election in 2010. One thing that we asked about on this poll, obviously next year congressional elections will sort of be where the action is. We asked people, if there was an election for Congress today, who would you vote for? Democrats are leading right now on that question nationally by 8 points. So that's a good sign for them. But, of course, the complication is translating that to individual districts, because in many states, and Wisconsin's certainly one of them, the lines have been drawn by Republicans in a way that's so favorable to them that even if Democrats win the congressional vote sort of as an overall vote nationwide by 8 points, that might not get them to a majority of seats, because it's hard to see where the path to getting a majority is, even with those kinds of numbers overall.
Let's go to Jason in Eau Claire next. Hi, Jason.
Good morning. I just had a question for your poller. I was wondering if you had any results on for those who didn't vote in the presidential election.
Sure. Well, we mostly focus on people who did vote in the presidential election, so I can't speak to that specifically from our polling, but I know that polls that are sort of taking into account all adults and not just regular voters, what they're finding is that the people who didn't vote do tend to be sort of unhappy with Trump. But I think that is also something that sort of normal, is that anytime there's sort of a breakdown of a poll between voters and non-voters, the non-voters tend to be more Democratic-leaning sort of voters. That's one of the reasons that the Democratic Party is in so much trouble right now, both in Wisconsin and nationally, is that Democrats just aren't as reliable about coming out and voting as Republicans are. So you'll see these polls where people who didn't vote say that if they would have voted, they would have voted for, Hillary Clinton by 10 or 15 points or something like that. But doesn't do Democrats too much good at this point. You don't get any do-overs, obviously.
Yeah. Your poll also looked at the cabinet picks and other people in President Trump's inner circle. And apparently, for the most part, voters are not pleased with all of that either.
Yeah, I think one thing that is causing part of Donald Trump's trouble is that his surrogates, the people who are most prominently representing him, aren't necessarily doing him a lot of favors. We find that voters don't like Steve Bannon. They don't like Kellyanne Conway. They don't like Sean Spicer. And of course, those are the folks who voters are seeing on a daily basis, sort of speaking out in the most positive way for Trump. And the folks in those positions, I think, are making news in a way that the folks in those jobs usually don't. Like, I can guarantee that after 3 weeks, Sean Spicer is a far more famous press secretary than Josh Earnest ever was for Barack Obama, even though Earnest obviously had the job for a longer time. So I think you don't necessarily want those aides to be making news, and that's something we've seen a lot. And then certainly we also polled on the education secretary, Betsy DeVos, and she developed quite an unpopular image during her confirmation process. But, of course, at the end of the day, her approval numbers only really mattered with the 100 senators and the vice president voting on her confirmation. So even though voters as a whole don't really like her, that clearly didn't have too much of an impact on how people handled her confirmation.
David in San Francisco is with us. Hi, David.
Morning. I look at it as more of a simple and basic economic flaw to Trump's character. Every time he makes an inaccurate statement, he causes the exchange rate and the reputation, the bond ratings to shutter. So if he makes a stupid decision, then anybody with any ounce of economic acumen would have to look at America as a bad investment. And so if they don't want to rebuild our infrastructure, that makes, you know, putting factories in America a bad idea. If he wants to insult a large part of the population, he makes it look as if it wouldn't be a stable country to reinvest in.
All right. Thank you, David. Tom, is there any poll numbers along these lines?
Well, I actually think that so far the economic indicators haven't been too bad, but I agree that we certainly will see that when Trump, like, attacks an individual company or something like that, like he did with Boeing and the military planes and that kind of thing, that you'll see some volatility in their stock price and that sort of thing. But in general, the economy so far is actually one of the things that voters rate Trump a little bit better on than sort of general characteristics like temperament and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Let's go next to Mary Ellen in Menominee Falls. And very briefly, Mary Ellen, as we're almost out of time.
Well, I am not in support of the president administration because I'm quite fearful that it is not very transparent. When you see Flynn being able to commingle with the Russians, it doesn't give me a good sense of security, nor am I in favor of what's going on with Trump's business holdings and not being ethical and upright in regards to that.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. And we do have just less than a minute. Tom, I'm looking. You do have some numbers on transparency concerns.
Yeah, one of the biggest concerns that voters have, and this even includes some Trump voters, is him needing to fully divest from his business interests. We find that over 60% of voters think that he needs to do more in that direction. Only around 20% think that it's not necessary for him to take more steps to pull out of his business. And then also she touched on the Russia stuff. That's one thing where I think that it's sort of moved out of the headlines a little bit right now, at least compared to the amount of attention it was getting a month ago. But Americans still really dislike Russia. They still really dislike Vladimir Putin. That's something that there is pretty broad agreement on across party lines. So it's going to be interesting to see how that develops. But if he really is seen as president as being too favorable towards Russia, that's something that could cause him some problems further down the line.
Thank you so much for being with us. Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling. Thanks to Nyasia Ellison for producing the program. This is the Ideas Network.